Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
October 15th, the 28th Sunday of the year. Mark's Gospel, still. It is useful to reflect on this Sunday that even the richest kings in the time of Jesus enjoyed a standard of living, not to say health care, which the poorest people in our society would engage in a violent revolt if it was forced upon them. Moreover, even our poorest are wealthy compared to some of the really poor people in the world, such as those who live in the favelas of Latin America or the shanty towns of Darfur. We would be mistaken to think that Christians can accept acute inequality even within our relatively affluent society. One of the issues in this coming election is the enormous gap between the salaries of CEOs and the salaries of ordinary workers, a gap which even European businessmen find appalling. Once upon a time, a married couple went out on a long vacation to Europe. Since their kids were away in college, there was no need to have anyone take care of the house. So they told their cleaning person she didn't need to come to the house until they returned. She looked so sad that they said she could come in one day every week instead of 2 days every week. They were shocked that the woman didn't seem as grateful as they thought she should be. They came home after having a wonderful time on the trip and found the house in perfect order, of course. The cleaning person told them that she had found another job while they were gone, at which she could work every day. They were furious at her for her disloyalty and refused to pay her for the days she'd worked while they were away. "We don't know where you were those days," she said. "You could have cleaned the house up the day before we returned. That's what we get for being generous to you. The trouble with you people is that you have no sense of loyalty."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.